Jeremy Bradley here back in Puerto Vallarta. We've got a lot of pictures from this wonderful boat tour that we're looking at all of the different dolphins and sea turtles, and we did see our first few whales already here. I'm joined by Astrid at Eco Tours. Now, how many could we expect to see? Like, what is the most you've ever seen when you've gone out here one
well,
day?
Well, it varies a lot from one day to the other. The most I have seen in a day has been 18.
Oh,
but
wow.
That's really amazing. And usually that happens when you see big mating groups.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you see a lot more whales together. But in an average day, we get to see between 6 to 8 whales. So so far we have seen 4 whales. So it's been so good.
And that's the funny thing. It's quite an adventure. You're kind of sitting there and everybody's on the lookout. And then all of a sudden it's like we're whale chasers today is what we're doing. And it's great. And we've got a bunch of pictures that we're going to be putting on our website. Go to mexico.jbonair.com and you'll see our dolphin, our turtle friend, who we hope he's doing okay. He's not getting too close.
No, it's good.
And so what else does Eco Tours offer? There's this whale adventure that we're on today. What else can people do here when they come?
Also the sea turtles. We have a sea turtle camp where you can come in the afternoons, and we see a crocodile facility to protect the crocodiles, and then we go and release the little hatchlings into the ocean, which is really very neat. Occasionally we get to see the mom turtles digging the nests, mm-hmm. and laying their eggs, and that's about to finish in January, but that's mainly summer to winter.
Mm-hmm.
The sea turtles, we also have birding. This is a great different habitats here around Puerto Vallarta, so you can see up to 350 different species of birds are found in this area.
Wow.
So it's also great. Snorkeling, of course, kayaking.
And there's a lot of education, because before we went out this morning, we saw the slideshow and the information about whales, and it's more than just taking pictures. We've learned quite a bit about them even before we left the building. So it's very educational, very informative.
Well, we try to do that in all of our trips, that people not just to have fun, but also to learn a little bit of what you see out there, and we find that it also makes it more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, I did want to ask, we did see some things that we did not like out there. We found a bottle, and we found, some things that shouldn't be in the water. How does that, for whales, they're below the surface, but they also do come up. So how would litter, trash like that, affect the whales in the water?
Well, here, not much, because they are not feeding. But
right.
In a feeding ground, trash would be very problematic, because they can swallow it, so it could be a problem. It's a problem with other animals like dolphins or sea turtles, that why we were picking it up whenever it was possible. And unfortunately, everything we put out, even in the streets, is washed with the rivers to the ocean. So even we make cleanups and everything, it's impossible to have it clean out there. So it's very bad. Not for the whales. The whales have more trouble here with fishing gear, for instance, but not with trash. But trash is a problem for any animals, birds, turtles, dolphins.
So you got the bird, the whale tour, everything, and there's the website that everybody can go to. What is the address?
Yeah, our address is www.ecotoursvallarta.com.mx.
And we'll be sure to check it out. Thank you so much for a great morning. It's been great. And our adventure is going to continue. While you at home are listening to the music, we're going to go chase some whales. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.